70% vaccination. It is the national goal, and we hit it ahead of schedule.
Cuomo, in a campaign-style event held before a cheering crowd of union leaders and others at the World Trade Center, says the goal was reached, according to numbers compiled by the CDC, sometime on Monday. The number of New Yorkers who are fully vaccinated, meaning they've received all of their required doses 2 or more weeks ago, is significantly lower, at around 50%, according to numbers from the State Health Department. That's far less than what scientists say is enough people vaccinated to reach herd immunity from the virus. Children under the age of 12 are not yet eligible for a vaccine, and in some rural and urban low-income areas, less than 35% are fully vaccinated. Despite that, Cuomo says there will no longer be any state-imposed restrictions at restaurants, gyms, and hair salons, or for concerts or social gatherings.
The state mandates that have proven right and correct and brought us through this pandemic are relaxed as of today.
Cuomo handed out awards to the union leaders for the essential work their members performed during COVID, while others were able to stay safely at home.
Representing the food and hospitality workers.
The governor says in celebration of New York's milestone, all state-owned buildings will be lit with blue and gold lighting, and there will be fireworks displays in cities across the state. In his remarks, the governor recounted how New York went from the world epicenter of the coronavirus in the spring of 2020 to now having the lowest infection rate in the nation. He also listed building projects that his administration has completed in recent years, saying he hopes there will be more progress in the post-pandemic era.
First new airport in 25 years in this nation, and the new JFK airport. And new airports upstate New York.
There was no mention at the event of the over 2 million New Yorkers who were sickened by the coronavirus, or the over 40,000 New Yorkers who died from COVID, or of their grieving friends and families. And not all of the pandemic-related restrictions are yet over. Even though New York no longer requires special rules, federal regulations still apply. Masks continue to be required on public transit and in healthcare settings. The CDC continues to recommend that unvaccinated people continue to wear masks, and children who are not yet eligible for the vaccine will have to wear masks inside the schools. The celebratory announcement comes as Cuomo faces multiple scandals, including allegations of sexual harassment and, in one case, sexual assault, and accusations that he and his top aides covered up the true number of nursing home residents who died from the virus. He also faces allegations that he gave family and friends special access to COVID tests and used staff to help him write a memoir. There are ongoing federal and state investigations, and the state assembly is conducting an impeachment inquiry. The governor could have been speaking about what he hopes is his own political comeback when he recounted the societal efforts needed to fully recover from the long pandemic.
What do you do when you get knocked down? Do you stay down? Do you feel sorry for yourself? Do you wallow? Are you overcome by the obstacles? Or do you pull yourself up and say, I'm going to learn and I'm going to be better?
Although the state COVID-related restrictions are now over, the governor still holds the emergency powers granted to him at the start of the pandemic by the state legislature. The state Senate and Assembly did not act to rescind the temporary powers before they adjourned the legislative session for the summer. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.